I'm Dee McClung, and this is Archer Monologues. I'm just going to let the mic flow. I'm going to leave the mic open and say stuff. You know, in monologue fashion. I was just reading the new, what do they call it? Microsoft Privacy Statement, Microsoft Services Agreement, Microsoft Privacy Statement, etc. I was just reading it, the email that I got announcing they've got some kind of changes in their policy, whatever. Like I'm gonna read this thing. I don't even know how long it is. I'm just guessing it's like 300 pages or some shit. Not wasting my time reading that. I'm gonna continue using Microsoft products. Duh. They don't fuck over me too bad. So anyway, I'm reading it, and I'm gonna read you this statement. I'll just read the whole paragraph. If you do not agree, you can choose to discontinue using the products and services and close your Microsoft account before these terms become effective. If you are a parent or guardian, you are responsible for your child's or teenager's use of Microsoft products and services, including purchases. I can tell you, I am very pleased to see those two words in that sentence. It means to me, and I don't know if it was, you know, with a knowledge of forethought or just they just accidentally got it right, but they got it right. And how they came to get it right is, well, that's not the issue. Hopefully they're intelligent, educated people over there who write these things for Microsoft, and that they know what they're talking about, and they actually understand the concept that words mean what they mean. So what we have here is the word child and teenager. Now let's clarify something. Word teenager is another word for adolescent. Ah, there's the phone. Guess I'll have to put you on hold there for a minute. All right, where was I? Ah, yes, I was saying that the word child and teenager are two different categories of human development. And that Microsoft, or the people that write these things for Microsoft, some department, I guess, that is in charge of writing these things, and sending them out in an email form, they obviously recognize the difference between a child and a teenager. And they don't just lump everybody under 18, a fabricated age, by the way, a fabricated number that the legislatures of this country saw fit to redefine. So anyway, child is under 12, prepubescent. Teenager is obviously, you know, over 12, a teenager. I like the word adolescent better because it's more precise. But at least they got it right. Now whether they got it right intentionally or by accident or subconsciously or whatever, maybe they're just educated people and they just know what they're talking about. They understand the concept of in human development. There are stages. One of those is child, under 12, prepubescent. Now 12 is not necessarily an arbitrary number, because scientifically speaking, it's around the age of 12 when puberty sets in. Big time. Well, begins to begin. Child, prepubescent. Before puberty sets in. So the development of the human species individually is based on the concept of stages of development. For example, infant. Some people call those creatures babies. Some people moronically call a fetus a baby, which of course it isn't. We're talking about language and the concepts that language means what it means. But words mean what they mean. There's a lot of bullshit going on in America today, at least America, around the world probably, where words apparently don't mean what they mean anymore. The English language, for one, has been turned into gibberish, or as I like to say, babble. And a lot of people don't understand that. And most people are just not aware of what devious, conniving, devilish, demonic, if you want to get into some religious words, or spiritual words, or whatever classification of words that might be. But let's just, okay, you get the idea. So anyway, child, under 12, prepubescent, pretty much, picture this in your mind. A child, any child, whatever child you may be familiar with or know, or you might even be a child, for all I know. Picture this in your mind. You hear the word child, what comes to your mind? A six-year-old? Maybe 10? Stretch it. Almost 12. Practically like 2 days away from being 12. Like I said, when you put a number to something like that, biologically, it's an approximation, because, you know, it's not like, it's just like the age of 18 being the age of maturity, or the age of adulthood, or the age of legal adulthood, which is different from biological, factual definition of the word. So you say, oh, well, I don't know, 18. 18 is a fabricated word, number. You know, some handful of legislators somewhere decided, let's just pick a number. At what age shall we just say that, you know, minors, those under 18, minors, which means those under 18, legally speaking, and government speak at least, it means those under 18 who are not legal, according to the legal system in place in America at this point. Is under 18 is a minor. Well, I'm not going to get into that yet, but Title 18 U.S. Code, totally disgusting, invalid, illegal, unconstitutional, ridiculous, absurd law, needs to be repealed. But I wonder, let me get back to the point. Microsoft acknowledges that a child is one stage of human development, and a teenager or adolescent is another stage of human development. That a teenager is not a child biologically, and it within the concepts of human development and stages of human development, teenager is not a child. Now, I'm not saying that if you have children, that you have produced or reproduced babies and children, and you know, you those are your children forever. You understand what I'm saying? Child has more than one application. You might say it has more than one meaning, but a child never, ever, ever, legally speaking, means an 18-year-old or a 17-year-old. Yeah, 18-year-old. No, well, not that either. But a 17-year-old, you know, 17 years old plus 11 months and 28 days. Is not a child. Legally speaking, even though the U.S. freaking code says otherwise, because the U.S. code, Title 18, is fucked up. We'll get onto that subject a little later on. Not right now, not today, not on this broadcast. So, Microsoft understands the concept. Children and teenagers or adolescents are two different classifications of human development. They put it in their freaking statement, and I think that's awesome. And I wish, you know, that most people, in this country at least, understood the concept that child is under 12, prepubescent. 12 is an arbitrary number. Even in this case, even though, you know, I'm not even talking legally speaking, I'm talking just common sense. It's almost universally accepted. I say almost in the sense that, you know, universally accepted in classifications of the stages of human beings. You know, you can go anywhere. Go to England, go to France, go to Japan. How old is this person? How old is a person? Okay, what happens when a child becomes, say, 12? Well, puberty is setting in, if it hasn't already, and it's definitely going to set in by the age of 12. To some degree, this is going to have this development, this transition from child to adolescent is taking place, and it is pretty much universally accepted as that point in life of a human being where the child transitions into adulthood, begins that journey from being a child. Okay, I'm going to add some illustrations. I'm going to give you some verbal illustration. Okay, girl. Child, girl, female, girl, child. Under 12, prepubescent. Prepubescent now, let's just say that if puberty set in at 12 or 10 or 11, I'm guessing that that's true these days for whatever scientific reason. But let's just put it in simple terms. If you got boobs and you're a girl, you're not a child. Because boobs don't occur in children, biologically speaking now, and it should be as well related to anything, how we look at children and adolescents legally. The legal system should be very clear on this. If you're under 12, prepubescent, you're a child. If you're over 12, if you are in the process of transitioning to an adult through way of puberty and adolescence, then you're a adolescent and not a child. Legally speaking, that should be so. That should be the way it's written in the books. The U.S. Code should... don't even get started on that. I'm not even going to start on the freaking Title 18, those bastards. Alright, so I'm just saying Microsoft products and services, purchases... They worded it right. They got it right. They could have used adolescent, I think. But I guess they thought, people see the word adolescent, they'll like say, what that word? What's that word mean? I never heard, that's a big word. I don't know what that means. You know, because a lot of people are like illiterate. I think most people, at least in America, can look at the word teenager and then they're reading it in a sentence and they think, oh, teenager, I know what that is. You know, that means, you know, like 13. 14, 17. The irony is, teenagers are now, 19 is still a teen. But at the same time, there's a overlap in the legal code that states that, you know, 18 is the cutoff. You know, once you turn 18, you're a legal adult. Legally speaking, I'm saying, and according to the legal system in place in America, which is really fucked up, by the way. Just trying to make a point here. I hope you're paying attention. All right, Microsoft got it right. Child, teenager, or adolescent, two different classifications according to Microsoft in regards to their software or whatever. They got it right. So that's all I'm saying is they got it right. All right, child, teenager, or adolescent. Child is not 15. Biologically, and certainly not legally, if the legal system is being honest and true to logical, rational thinking, and other aspects of the law involved. I just wanted to point out that Microsoft said that, used those two words, they put an or between them, meaning they're two different classifications of human beings. And I'm very happy to say I saw that, I noticed it, I'm telling you about it. If you get one of these emails or notifications from Microsoft policies of privacies and services agreement, whatever, you might notice things like this. I do. That's my job. I pay attention to the details. Sometimes the devil's in the details, but still. The point is, they got it right, and I'm happy about that. I mean, you know, a little bit happy. I mean, I'm minusculely happy about that, because in a great scheme of things, it's like, who cares? But anyway, pointing it out to you, now you know what I know. And you can look for that if you want to. If not, I don't care whether you do or not. So, okay, moving on. All right, obviously I'm back. Still in the end stages of recovery from gallbladder surgery. Got rid of that sucker. Hopefully no more problems in that area. All right, feeling better, not quite 100%, but better. Good enough to talk to you folks. All right. What's gone? Well, we still have the insanity going on, obviously. We still got the lunatic Trump and the... Okay, here it comes. Ready? Cunt, puke, butt biscuit. Hillary Clinton. I mean... I'm just befuddled. I mean, boggles the mind. Excuse me. There's a woman who's freaking committed all kind of crimes from way back even. And to my knowledge, she's never spent a day in prison, ever, for all these crimes, which we know about. But the latest thing, you know, the FBI says she committed a crime, this crime. She did that. We know she did that. We got the evidence. She's guilty of committing a crime. Because, oh my, come on, there's the evidence. And we're even, here's the evidence. And they show us the evidence. It's like, bingo, bingo, bingo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, here's the crime. She did it. She's guilty. I mean, we're not accusing her of being guilty. I mean, we're just saying. I mean, here's the evidence. If you put the evidence in front of, you know, an intelligent thinking person, that person is going to conclude, the evidence says, oh, she did that. And sometimes we even have video and audio and, you know, the whole picture, we see it. And like, there she is doing it. What are you doing, woman? Excuse me, what are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm doing this criminal thing. She didn't say it, but, you know, here I am doing it right in front of your freaking face. She's doing it in front of your fucking face. All right. And then the FBI says, we're not going to suggest or recommend that she be, you know, charged with any crimes, even though here's the evidence that she did it. Oh, God. What the fuck is going on in this country? Hey, that's almost close to a rant, isn't it? Yeah, I'm feeling better, obviously. All right. No, that's just wrong. All right, if I said, you know, okay, watch me. I'm going to go into this bank with a gun, and I'm going to rob it. Okay, watch me. Follow me with a camera. Da, 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 da. Hello. Hi, cashier lady. Nice. Hi, how you doing? You're pretty, by the way. Got nice tits. Oh, by the way, this is a robbery. Give me the money. It's on the video. It's on the camera. I mean, I even brought my own damn camera crew. Here's a camera crew watching me. Camera crew videotaping me, you know, with a gun. Putting it in a teller. Nice girl, pretty, nice tits and everything. But here she is, and she's like, ah! And I'm like, don't be afraid, I won't kill you unless you, you know. Well, I'm not going to kill you because I'm not a killing type of person. I just rob banks. That's all. And okay, so I'm robbing a bank, and there's my gun, and I told her, and she's like, you know, getting like kind of nervous and everything, shaking because she's got a gun in front of her, you know, obviously. Someone pointing a gun at your face, you know, like about a foot or two away from your face, you know, obviously you're going to get a little nervous, I would think. Not, you know, the average normal person, kid, would, I think, probably, you. Just imagine it. Anyway, here, and I did this, and I got it on camera, I got a video, and it's already, you know, it's cool. And here you go, you see me do it. See me, I'm doing broadcasting the freaking thing live on the freaking internet or something. Okay, and they're like, people are like, what the hell? And they're looking at, and there's a guy with a gun in a bank, and there's a teller, and somebody's videotaping this, must be his partner. His, yeah, I brought a freaking film crew to videotape my freaking me robbing a bank, because, you know, kind of like want a record of that. All right, so, and then, you know, bang, bang, and they give me the guy, give me the money, and everybody on the floor, and stalling, you know, and maybe I shoot a, you know, bam, I don't have my sound effects up, I can't give you a shot. But anyway, all right. My bad, should have thought of that. So anyway, and they got the video, and I rob the bank, take the money, I run out of the bank, I get in the car and get away, you know, bong, gong, dong, and I got the camera crew, and he's in the car too. And we get away, and like, hello, and the police are like standing outside the bank saying, wasn't that D. McClung there, just ran out of the bank with a gun and a bag full of money? What the hell's going on here? Other cops. I'm talking about the cops standing there, like, you know, we got a report of the bank robbery going on, and hey, D, how you doing, buddy? See you later, gone, have fun. Oh, your car shouldn't be parked there, we got a bank robbery going on in there. And the cops just let me walk by. I get in the freaking car and boom, take off. All right, I just got away with bank robbery. But the cops saw me doing it. I mean, they were peeking through the door with their guns drawn saying, we got a robbery going on. Oh, there's a guy with a gun, there's a freaking teller. And she's handing him the money. Wow, yeah, that must be. Well, who is that? Oh, that's D. McClung. Shit. well, that's not paying attention to that. Okay, where's the real bank robber? You know, like looking around, like, and I'm walking out the front door with my gun in my hand and a freaking bag of money and shit, and I walk out, hi, officers, how you doing? And the officers look at me and say, hey, how you doing, Hillary? I mean D. McClung, and that's me. I'm not Hillary. God, if I was Hillary, I'd kill myself. or maybe Bill would kill me. Do a service to the freaking world. Oh, God, what insanity. Anyway, I get in the car, I take off, and everybody, cops saw me doing it. Everybody in the bank saw me with a gun, robbing the bank, taking the money, and the bank teller saw me doing it. And she said, yeah, I gave him the money, put it in the bag, and he took it, and he left, and he didn't shoot me, thank God. Oh, by the way, there's a guy laying on the floor with a bullet in the back of his head. Oh, some guy committed suicide while the guy, while D was robbing the bank. Some other guy, there's a customer, he shot himself in the back of the head twice. Committed suicide right here in the bank, because I don't know, does that make sense to you? He shot himself twice in the back of the head. He committed suicide. What the fuck? Okay, get away from that. Okay, get clear. I'm sorry. Hillary knew the guy in my story here about me robbing the bank. I mean, apparently there was a guy in the bank, my fictitious bank, that, you know, committed suicide right there in the bank by shooting himself twice in the back of the head. There's no gun around, by the way, so how did he do that? Apparently he didn't commit suicide, but yeah, that's the official report from the police department who came in, you know, after the bank robbery, and what's going on? D. McClung robbed the bank. Really? I mean, I just saw him going out of the bank. He got in the car and took off. Yeah, that's him. He robbed the bank, damn it. We got video cameras all over the security cameras and everything, all over the freaking bank, and it's on there, probably. And they look, and there I am. You know, me and my beautiful face, you know, with a gun, pointing it at the freaking teller saying, give me the money. Are you following me? What the dingle dong? No dingle donging now, I'm busy. All right. Ding dong, ding dong, you know, yeah, right. Okay, just a notification of some shit going on somewhere. All right. So, and then the police like, yeah, he walked out of here. and wait a minute, you know, light bulbs flashing in your head, like, that guy just robbed a bank. And we just said, hell, one of the cops even opened the door for the guy to get in his car, the getaway car. I mean, witnesses. Oh, shit. And then there's a guy on the floor with bullet holes in the back of his head. Twice. Two times. Two bullets to the fucking back of his head. We'll just call that a suicide. Okay. No. Unacceptable. That's just insane. It's fucking insane. Who in their right mind would believe that shit? Yeah, I'm feeling better. Who? Just who is that stupid? I committed suicide, shot himself in the back of the head twice. Oh, and the gun is like, not here. Where'd the gun go? Oh. Maybe it's like, you know, three doors down in the beauty shop or something. Laying on the floor or in the garbage can out back or whatever. So, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? That's just stupid. Stupid. I mean, beyond stupid. No, he didn't commit suicide. He was murdered, you dumb bastard. All right, moving on. All right, let me think. I'm done with the Microsoft, the word child and adolescent teenager thing. I'm done with that for now. I'll never be completely done with that until they stop getting it wrong. But Microsoft did a good thing. At least that's one thing. I mean, I'm not... not letting Microsoft off the hook for the other crimes and shit that they do, but we'll let that other stuff go for another time. All right, so here's the thing. Okay, so FBI come in. Hey, what's happening? Oh, I got a thing. And they get the video film, and hey, I send them the video. I put another thing in. Send it in a freaking mail or something to the police department. Hey, here's a video of me robbing the bank. Hey, evidence. I'm sorry, evidence of a crime. Okay. And they go get the surveillance cameras in the bank, and they all, there he is, D. McClung robbing a bank. Got a gun, took the money, ran out the door. All right. Evidence. I'm caught. I'm busted. I'm red-handed with the gun and the loot. And I'm robbing a bank and I'm taking your money, shit, right there in front of everybody. You can watch, it's on freaking, I post a freaking video of me robbing the bank on a freaking internet. You know, like YouTube or something, like, oh wow, there's a guy robbing a bank. And you look at it and you think, there, yeah, he's robbing a bank. Like, maybe it's a movie. Maybe it's just, you know, like pretend. He didn't really, maybe it's a stage, you know, a sound stage in, you know, Hollywood or something. No, not, really, it's not. And the guy on the floor shot himself in the head. Suicide, right in the bank, right then and there, like taken away from my freaking bank robbery scenario. All right, so, okay, and, and then I'm broadcasting live stream. Everybody in the freaking world can go on the internet, like, what's this? Oh, there's a guy robbing a bank. And it said, And I go out and I'm on camera and I'm like, as I leave the bank, hey, I'm D. McClung. I robbed a freaking bank. On camera in front, you're saying, this is me, did this. I did it. Okay, Hillary doesn't actually say she did it, but she does say she did something, which was, as it turns out, a fucking felony. Let me think. All right, so you understand what I'm saying. All right, here's the point. Think about it. She's guilty. The FBI is on the internet live, you know, in front of the news people, cameras and shit. Here's your crimes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, blah, blah, blah. You know, here's the crimes. Here's what she did that was criminal. Fucking criminal. She did it. But we're not going to recommend charges. What the fuck? I mean, huh? What? Oh, so if I rob a bank, it's all on camera, and you got evidence, you got me, and you got, you know, like my gun, and you got my fingerprints on the freaking teller where I was like, boop their boobs, you know? Because she had nice tits, and I love tits. So there I am, bank robbery. In the middle of a bank robbery, I like, hey, sweetie, come closer. Here, deet, squeeze her titties. I had to put down the gun to squeeze both of them at the same time, you know? Deet. And she like smiled a little and said, ooh, that felt good. Probably not, but you get the point. Anyhow, all right, I had to pick the gun back up and then on all that. So I continued on the robbery. All right, now, The press gets it, it's on the TV, it's on the radio, it's on the newspaper, everything, you know, everybody. Hey, there's Dean McLean robbing a fucking bank. Wow. And as a side note, some dumb guy shot himself in the back of the head twice. Side note, because, let's just forget that story and don't worry about it. And let's forget about that I was in the bank at the same time with the gun, and I was the only one with a gun. And it's the only gun on the scene. So I had it out, and I shot the guy in the head twice in the back of the head. And I, oh, excuse me. I think we know who did it, don't we? Me, because I'm on a fucking video. And so the police say, suicide. And like, no, it's not. I can see myself. I'm on a video. I'm watching myself on a freaking streaming on a freaking TV, computer, and, you know, whatever. No, I want credit. I did it, damn it. He didn't commit suicide. That's insulting. There you know, evidence, damn it. So anyway, police look at the video, and Dean McLean, and they find out where I live, and, you know, and they track me down, and they get a warrant, and they come in my house, and they knock, knock, hello, we got a warrant. Okay, what? For what? We got a warrant for your arrest, because you were seen by, like, lots of people, you know, on the internet, and in the bank, and the cops outside, they were coming in, they saw you, and everything, witnesses and evidence says you robbed a bank. And I said, oh, well, no, I didn't. And then the police are standing on my porch, you know, like a dozen of them with the guns out and everything. And they say, oh, okay, you didn't rob a bank? No, I didn't rob a bank. What are you talking about? Were you in a bank? Yeah, I was in a bank earlier, yeah. Did you make a withdrawal? Oh, yeah, I did, actually. Was it like, did you have a gun pointing at the clerk lady? Cashier? No. Well, maybe I did. And then the cops say, okay, then forget the warrant. And they just tear the warrant up, you know, which they actually probably got a legal one this time. It was actually a judge's signature instead of a rubber stamp, or got one over the phone or some shit. And they, because, you know, they followed me to my house, one of them, and they were already here when the others had looked at the video and shit. So, okay, here we are. And like the cops say, all right, we're not going to arrest you, and we're just going to have a nice day. We're just going to walk, get back in our cars, and leave, and forget it. Just tore up the warrant, throw it on the floor, on the porch, you know. Littering, duh, my porch, damn it. Pick this up, put it in a garbage can. Okay, sir, sorry for the inconvenience. And we're not going to file charges, we're not going to arrest you, we're not going to take you into custody, and you're free to go. Go about your business. And yeah, I'm planning my next bank robbery. I tell this to the fucking cop at my door. All 12 of them with their guns out, pointing at me. I'm planning my next bank robbery. I think I'll rob the First National next Thursday. Oh, really? And then the cops say, oh, well, have a nice day, and they leave. You know, get back in their police cars, and go down the road, see, and that's it. And like, what? What? When did that ever happen? Ever? Well, I guess it happens with Hillary Clinton a lot over the years, decades. Unfucking believable. That would never happen to me, would it? Wouldn't happen to you. I mean, let's say you, the person listening to this right now, suppose you actually did all the things I just said about what I just did, imaginary, hypothetically, since I didn't actually ever rob a bank and have no desire to rob a bank. Maybe if I made a movie, I'd put a bank robbery scene in the movie, but, you know, a bunch of actors and stage props and shit. You know, it would be, obviously, it's a fiction because, you know, I put this at the front of the movie, you know, in big letters. This is just fiction. It's not real. It didn't happen. In real, it was just pretending. We were actors, duh, making a movie. No, well, in the scenario I just told you about me, you know, going in with the cameras and robbing the bank and shit, and the cops saying, hey, have a nice day. That was all hypothetical. I didn't do that, okay? But in Hillary's case, she did. Because the FBI does not make those kind of movies. I mean, sometimes they do something, I don't know. But anyway, the point is evidence. And the FBI says, we're not going to arrest her. We're not going to bring any charges against her. She's running for president. You know, we don't want to get in the way of her being elected president. Like that's going to happen. Yeah, maybe. People are crazy enough to vote for that cunt biscuit. No, butt biscuit, cunt puke. Seriously, I like that. I made that up. Cunt puke and ass biscuit, you know, meaning a turd, which Hillary Clinton is. A big one. A big fat turd. Probably even has a dick. I've heard she's like a lesbian or dyke or something. And I can believe it. Though there's a lot of shit goes around that's not true. There's also some things that are actually possibly true. I don't know if she's a dyke. I don't know if she's got a dick between her legs or not. And a pussy too, besides. Maybe she's got both. Maybe her clit's just like a half a foot long or something. I don't know. Haven't seen, don't know, would like to see, just so I could go, ooh, yuck, yeah, ooh, my eyes are burning. But, Hillary Dyke, I believe it. I believe it in a frivolous kind of way, because I don't know for sure. I have no facts. Now, if I had pictures of her actually, you know, sticking her dick, in some girl's fucking ass, you know, I don't know, I guess dykes that have dicks could do that, I guess, I don't know. I've never seen that, but I've heard of it. It's kind of weird. Anyway, they probably have porn videos on the internet of that, some woman with a dick, like a morphodite, or, you know what I mean. So anyway, moving on. Hillary, we're not going to bring charges against her, even though here's the crimes, I'm going to let them show you the evidence. This evidence, you know, she committed a crime. She's guilty as hell. We're not going to bring charges. And this man, he's standing on her freaking live, you know, in front of the cameras and the news and shit. And he's making his announcements, saying all this. And he goes on for like, I don't know how long, 5-10 minutes or something, listing her crimes. The thing is, she actually dead. Duh. Oh, it reminds me, this thing. But did she have intent? You know, like, oh, excuse me, if I had a freaking bag of pot on me and a cop comes up and, you know, hey, what are you doing there? Bag of pot. And it's, what's wrong? And officer, and he says, you're under arrest and I'm going to charge you with intent to deliver. How do you know what I'm thinking? I don't. Did I say I intended to sell this stuff? Nope. Then how do you know what I'm thinking? You can't. You had intent. I'm sorry. You don't know that. There's no evidence because you didn't see me delivering it, and you didn't see me even getting ready to. You have no reason to charge me with intent because you can't. It's just like, I'm going to read your mind. Now cops are like psychics and shit. No, you can't charge someone with an intent to. You know, like I'm like sitting here in my office, you know, in my studio, and I'm like talking to you folks, and I'm like saying, I intend to rob a bank. And okay, all right, now you know that I intend to, because I just said so. But unfortunately, I didn't say that. I just kind of did it, hypothetically speaking, of course. I won't charge you with intent to rob a bank. But I didn't. And how do you know I was even thinking? Well, you said. Yeah, I was just freaking pretending, damn it. It's fiction. That's what I do. I write fiction. Say fictitious thing. Fictitious thing. Hypothetically speaking. I'm just trying to compare my imaginary me and the real, very real, cunt, puke, ass, biscuit, turd, face, piece of shit. I despise that woman with a passion. Anyway, she's running for president. There are dumb people voting for her. What the fuck's wrong with you people? You're out of your fucking mind? Give me a fucking break. Alright. No charges. We're not gonna prosecute. And so the Department of Justice, you know, parentheses, SIC, sick, you know, in parentheses, because No. No justice in that department. A bunch of thugs, bullies, and murderers, and liars, and stupid shit. I'm not going to prosecute, I'm not going to bring charges. Oh, yeah, excuse me. So the FBI people come in, you know, just committed a crime by not charging her with a crime. I'm sorry, but, you know, the FBI, I don't remember the name, Comey or whatever his name is. He's got some balls to stand there in front of the American people and yet run off the list of crimes and then say, we're not going to recommend that she be charged. Like, with a straight face, the guy, just, like, I can't believe the man had the balls to actually do that. Yeah, she's guilty. Here's the evidence, but we're going to let it go. Unfucking believable. All right. By the way, as a side note, these damn cigarettes they make today are crap. They are fraudulent. The cigarette. This is a little footnote here. The cigarettes are like crap. They won't burn. They won't stay lit. They're dangerous. They're like, oh, let's put fire retardant shit in the cigarette so that people won't, you know, like drop fire off their cigarette and burn themselves. Oh, yeah. It happens all the time now because the damn cigarettes are made to freaking fire falls off on your freaking lap and burns your ass. I mean, you know, burns you. Burns a hole in your clothes and shit. And probably start a fire and burn your house down and kill you. Like, oh, yeah, that's an improvement on a fucking cigarette to put freaking stupid, it won't burn, but when it does burn, you can't put it out kind of thing. Gonna fall, yeah, the fire on the end of the cigarette is going to just fall off on your leg and burn your leg. It's unbelievable. And they ruined the cigarettes. Why can't we sue them for, like, selling a defective product? Oh, cigarettes are not guaranteed. No, if you sell a product and it's fraudulent or it's defective, then you should be held criminally accountable. Oh, you know, just like Hillary. Committed a crime, you should be held criminally accountable, like in a courtroom and found guilty and like taken out to and executed, you know, like made tree ornaments out of them because they're criminals, committed treason, God knows what else, murders maybe and other things. Stupid fucking people, unbelievable. So anyway, there you go. All right. Any questions? Did any part of my little thing here, any part of that you had a question about? I mean, is there anything not clear? Did I not explain it properly and adequately and clearly? And is there any part of this you don't understand? Ask me a question. Oh, it's radio. That's why it's called Archer Monologues, because I talk, you listen, or not, it's up to you. And if you're listening, if you're hearing it, then you're listening, obviously, aren't you? I think there's a, you know, on my radio station page on the internet, there's comments. You know, you can make a comment. I don't care. Go ahead. I don't have to answer it. Because the name of the show is, you know, Archer Monologues, meaning I talk, you listen, or not. All right, so that's it for now. That was kind of fun, and I'm back. I'm back, people. Back to my almost normal self, which, of course, is, it is what it is. And the definition of the word is what it is. All right, so going back to the other thing. Talk to you later. All right? As Paul Harvey would say, good day.